Stories That Need to Be Told is a podcast series produced by Roosevelt High School students and Jack Straw Cultural Center in Seattle, Washington. As part of a final project in their Advanced Placement English Language and Composition class, students investigated, interviewed, and reflected on aspects of life they felt deserved more attention.
That was Roosevelt High School Jazz Band at the Essentially Ellington Jazz Competition in New York City's Lincoln Center, where Roosevelt won first place. Roosevelt High is a public school in North Seattle and one of the most recognized schools in the country for their musical prestige. We had the chance to meet with a couple of the students from the jazz band and the orchestra. They gave us insight into their lives and the work ethic it takes to be part of one of the best high school musical ensembles in the country.
Roosevelt's a special program. There's a lot of things here that make us unique, and if we keep up the culture we've got and the attitude we've got, we're going great places.
That was James Pettis, a saxophone player in the jazz band. This May, they went to New York to perform at Essentially Ellington, a free program for high school jazz bands. Essentially Ellington aims to elevate musicians, broaden perspectives, and inspire performance. There they played a set that made them the number one high school jazz band in North America.
Well, I mean, it's normally a lot of fun to play on stage, especially with a band like Roosevelt. But, I mean, Lincoln Center just amped everything up. It was, you walk onto the stage, everybody in the audience you know is also a musician, and they also care deeply about your performance. So it was great to have a lot of support from the audience, to have support from the band around you. I mean, overall, it was the most fun thing I've ever done. The second we stepped on the stage, everything was gone, and it was the music.
This band was under the direction of Scott Brown, a music teacher at Roosevelt, and an extremely well-recognized figure for jazz performance and music education. Brown graduated from the University of Washington prior to being named Jazz Educator of the Year by Downbeat Magazine in 2004, inducted into the Earshot Jazz Hall of Fame in 2013, becoming a faculty member for jazz at Lincoln Center's Summer Academy for Band Directors, and directing the Roosevelt Jazz Band in addition to other ensembles at Roosevelt.
Well, he's got a lot of experience. I mean, he's been teaching kids for longer than I've been alive, certainly. He has a really great understanding of how the music works, and especially how the music works in regards to high school kids, because a lot of jazz is so emotional and so rooted in, you know, the tradition of slavery and the tradition of America that it's hard for people who are so young to play it to its full extent. And Scott Brown has a really great understanding of how to get that emotional depth out of people.
While Mr. Brown plays a vital role in the development of these musicians, the work ethic of the students is what drives their success. Students like James are also founding Roosevelt Symphony Orchestra.
Of course, there's a lot of individual practice. Everyone had to make sure that they knew their own parts inside and out. And then we also did everyday rehearsal all together. And once we got closer to the performance, we added in some extra after-school evening practices.
That was Margaret Rodenberg, a flautist in Roosevelt Symphony Orchestra that had their own notable success during the 2018-2019 school year. They, too, visited New York, but performed at Carnegie Hall in the Symphonic Series for High School Orchestras. The Symphonic Series provides bands and orchestras the opportunity to perform at Carnegie Hall. Participating ensembles benefit from a private workshop and receive comments from a panel of nationally recognized clinicians, including Adam Boyles and Timothy Marr. Timothy Marr commented in their post-performance review that the Roosevelt Symphonic Orchestra is the, quote, best high school orchestra to have performed at the hall in 10 years.
It's going to sound so cheesy, but the second we walked onto that stage, everything felt really open and light, and I remember just feeling instantly relaxed. And yeah, it was just looking out at that view. I'll never forget it.
The leader of this decorated orchestra is Miss Christine Giro, who joined Roosevelt Music Program in 2018. She was previously the music department chairperson for the Nyack Public School in New York, and also the orchestra director at Newport High School before coming to Roosevelt. Jiro earned a master's for music education from New York University.
I feel very fortunate to go to a school in which the arts are really emphasized and a lot of resources are put into that. And I think that if I didn't have, if it was kind of more of an apathetic environment, it'd be really hard to find that motivation, that same drive.
Music teachers like Jiro and Roosevelt are truly extraordinary and inspire their students to pour everything they have into creating music.
Work is expected and practice is expected. And if we have more of an attitude of hard work paying off in terms of these performances at places like Carnegie Hall and Lincoln Center, I think we'll have a lot higher level of musicianship across all of our programs.
The futures of these students are bright, and we look forward to seeing where they end up.
Are you continuing music into college?
Not formally, like not as a major or a minor, but I plan to participate in ensembles and clubs, definitely. I would be really sad to have music leave my life.
I will be majoring in music at UC Santa Barbara, studying with Jill Felber.
I'm not going into music in the future, but I'm definitely looking at minoring in it, and I'm definitely going to keep playing. I think music's had a really great impact on my life. It's kept me happy in sad times, and it's, you know, it's given me something to hold on to and keep moving forward with.
We wish them the best of luck in their pursuits and encourage our listeners to go see the Roosevelt Jazz and Symphonic Orchestra in concert here in Seattle or wherever their travels take them.
Stories That Need to Be Told is a podcast series produced by Roosevelt High School students and Jack Straw Cultural Center in Seattle, Washington. This segment was produced by Maya Trujillo, Peter Marsh, Dale Judy, and Evangeline Wu. Special thanks to Roosevelt High School teacher Carolyn Kenny Hall and to the Roosevelt High School Foundation for their support. Original music was created by Steve Griggs through the Jack Straw Artist Support Program. For more information, visit us at jackstraw.org or email us at education@jackstraw.org.